Christ is risen. Alma si kam. Christos anesti. So this is a beautiful story. It says a lot for itself. It's also a long story. This gospel passage that we've just heard. It's a story of creation, because in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, God made clay from the earth with water, and that clay he formed into Adam. So from that clay of the earth, God created us. And so in this passage today, Jesus takes mud from the ground and makes clay from it, and he puts it on his eyes, and he becomes a new creation. He becomes a new creation. It's a story of baptism, because Jesus sent him to the pool to be washed. And so he washed, and after he washed, he was enlightened and he could see. It's also a story of discipleship and mission, because Jesus sent him to that pool. And then with the power and the inner authority of just knowing the truth, of just knowing what it was that had happened to him and sticking just to that and remaining in that truth, he is able to go and speak with the Pharisees and tell the truth to them. So it's a story of being sent, and it's also a story of being a disciple. Even though he didn't know at first that that's what was going on, in the end, he was revealed to be Jesus' disciple, because Jesus revealed himself to him. He had the eyes to see it now. Now, this passage, some of you may know if you've been to in the Latin church, this passage is one of the readings of Lent. And this passage of the man born blind, there's the Sunday of the man born blind in Lent for the Latin church, is one of what's called the scrutinies. And that's a process where catechumens and candidates, those who are going to enter into the church, the tradition is that they're scrutinized. It's like, and the questions are asked, are you ready for what it is that you're committing yourself to do? And in the ancient church, this passage of scrutinies took a long time, sometimes a year. But in the Latin church, three Sundays, Samaritan woman, man born blind, and Lazarus are the three Sundays where the catechumens are asked, what are you thirsting for? And then on this Sunday, if it's in Lent, where are you blind? Where in your life can you not see where God is? Where is it that you desperately need to see God in your life? And the way we did it at our parish in Seattle is the catechumens would come to the baptismal font and they would kneel there, and the priest would ask them this question in front of the whole congregation. All of the people scrutinized the catechumens. And they would say very briefly in one sentence what it is with the Samaritan woman, what they were thirsting for. Or with the man who was born blind, they would say where it is in my life that I really need to see God's presence, where I don't quite see yet. And then with Lazarus, they would ask, where do I need new life? And it was very powerful. The whole congregation would be moved by what they heard. And not only that, they would realize that in them, this is the way it always worked. When you see that happening, you realize in yourself that you have thirst. And even if you've been baptized when you were a little baby and you've grown up in this whole thing, you realize that you still have a thirst. And you realize that you still are blind. And you realize that you need new life. But it's also good in the Greek church, our church, to celebrate this Sunday in the Paschal season. Because for us, it's a mystagogy. It's a teaching. It teaches us what it is that happened to us when we were baptized. Even if we were just little, whether we were adults and we were baptized last week or 5 weeks ago, at Pascha, or whether we are little children like Kayla Marie, she will have to figure out in her life as she grows older, you know, where it is that God still wants to give her water to drink, where God still wants to anoint her eyes to help her see better, and where she needs new life. That's all of us. That's all of us. And Jesus' story, this story today, you know, it's interesting. Jesus is only at the very beginning, and he's only there at the very end. Most of this gospel is the man who was born blind defending himself, speaking the truth of what happened. And the Pharisees don't know that they still have this thirst. They don't know that they still have this blindness. They think they have everything and that they see everything. And so that's why when they ask Jesus, "We're not blind, are we?" Jesus just, "If you had said that you were blind, you would have no sin. But now that you think you see, your sin remains." And what does that mean? Well, it's if we realize that we still have this deep thirst, and we try to fill this thirst in all sorts of crazy ways, all sorts of ways that don't work. Money, power, sex, control, anger, self-righteousness, whatever, you know, job, money, whatever it is. And a lot of these things are good. A lot of these things are good and we need them, but they're not what our soul thirsts for. A lot of these things we gaze upon like an idol, but we're still looking, groping to get beyond them to the one who gives us all good things. We want to look at him. That's what we really want to look at. And it's very hard to remember that in life. There's a lot of distraction. But once we start getting a little bit of success in the religious life, you know, having a well-ordered life and going to church and trying to live by the gospel and the rules of the church, teachings of church, is a blessed life. If it weren't, they wouldn't have been given to us. But boy, once we start getting some success, I've been reading Saint Evagrius, who was one of the desert fathers. He says, when a person gets, you know, starts having some accomplishment in religion, that's when the evil spirit will come in there and will, like, try to convince the person, "Oh, you know, you're such a great person, you know," and you'll start to become very proud of yourself. So it's a delicate dance. It's a time to keep coming back and saying, "Ah, but I still thirst. I'm still blind in some things. I still need God's light in my life." So that's why we keep coming back to church. That's why we have this long reading from John's Gospel every Pascha, every fifth Sunday of Pascha. We need to keep hearing it. Because if we come to Jesus in our own scrutiny and say, "Lord, I still thirst for you. I'm still trying to fulfill that thirst in ways that have not worked. Or, Lord, I'm still looking for you. I'm still trying to see you. I'm still trying to find you. And I've sometimes been not courageous enough to face the truth in my own life. Or, Lord, I still need you to raise me. I'm still mortal. I'm still sick. I'm still dying. I need you to raise me to new life." Boy, if we bring that, then God says, "Okay, now I've got something to work with." Because the glory of God will then be made manifest in you and in me. And as Paul says, the same consolation that we have received is the very consolation with which we can console others. And so, after washing in that pool, regaining our sight, then we can go and find other people who need to see the truth and are thirsty for God's life-giving waters, and who need to be raised up with Jesus, just as we have been raised up. So To him be glory, honor, and thanksgiving and worship. Christ is risen. Amen.